Hey there, and welcome to the podcast, the Instructional Coaching Corner, that is. Sitting over there is Jenny Hillebrand. I'm Greg Detmeyer, and I already said what the podcast is, so let's get this thing started. Jenny, how's it going?
Well, good. I'm sorry. I felt like I was texting there. I have my daughter texting me about some stuff, so I kind of feel like I was not very present right there. So
it's okay. You didn't Marikie.
I didn't. So I apologize.
It's okay.
I want this to be quality time with you, focused on the podcast.
That's
so
right.
I'm sorry that I was not.
I see what you're trying to
focused.
Do, Jenny. You're trying to set up.
Wait, did I just set you up?
Set up the intro.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Before we do that, Jenny, so every now and then I get an idea in my head or
you
a
do.
Thought, and it becomes an episode. And these episodes are often very minimal education wise. It's just like good for everyone, I think.
These are kind of like
for life,
like wise, like wisdom from GD.
Wisdom from Greg.
Yeah.
We should get a picture of me like with a pipe and a sweater vest, and that could be the logo for all this.
Oh, I would love it. GD rants.
I mean, you think like even you have What Is Love, Agape, you got Fault and Responsibility, Hotel versus Home, all kind of the same things.
But amazing topics
good
that
ideas.
Just make you stop and think. So see, you can talk about anything like that. I can talk about guided reading. So sometimes
right.
This is where I just sit back. I'm going to take a 5-minute, 10-minute nap
right.
And I'll see
we'll
you soon.
We'll bring you in at the end.
Okay.
No. So kind of set this up, Jenny. Would you agree we live in a pretty fast-paced world where we maybe have more connections than we've ever had, but maybe less depth?
I agree 100%.
Okay.
Yes.
And that a lot of that is because we're moving so quick. There's a connectivity, but there's not a focus on going deep in relationships.
Agree.
Okay? Now we're going to hop in the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
You're in?
I'm in.
Buckle up. We're going to go 88 miles an hour. We're going to go back about 300 years. Okay?
Oh, boy. That's a long time.
Here we go. Whoa. It's a little shaky. Oh, there we go. Look at that guy over there churning butter. That guy's got an oxen plowing a field.
Yeah.
They can't see us, though.
Yeah. But, the washboard, like trying to wash
yeah,
the
do you
place?
See
yeah.
that guy plowing the field? That little kid's walking alongside him?
Yep.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kids should be in school or something.
Right. I mean, and having a conversation.
Yeah. But the thing is, school doesn't exist yet. Jenny, this is pre-industrial revolution America. And what happened with most families is they didn't leave the home. Dad worked in the fields with the animals. Mom worked in the home. Girls were hanging out with mom. The sons at a certain age were hanging out with dad. They had so much time together.
Yep.
I could only imagine like the conversations that guy over there is having about plowing that field. He's probably teaching his son how to hook the yoke up to the oxen, how to do this and that, how to plant the seeds, the distance, how to get that log out of the field it looks like they're struggling over there with.
Yeah.
We should probably go help.
Pretty in-depth conversations.
Correct. All right, we're going to come back to normal time.
Right? Okay.
Oh, we're back.
I forgot to buckle my seatbelt. Oh, we should go back.
Safety first, Jenny.
Yes.
You made it this time. We have a time machine. If anything were to happen to you, we could go back, we could fix it, and then come back.
Okay.
Okay? We simply don't have as much time with our loved ones as we used to.
Agree.
That would be my argument. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But I think what we often do as a culture is we ignore the fact that is the situation.
Right.
And when we're not aware of it, we set ourselves up for failure, be it I'm watching tons of TV each week, or I'm binging Netflix, or I'm on my phone all the time, or I'm working till 7:30 each night, or this or that. Like, there's all these things that can kind of get in the way of family time or friend time.
Right. Let me add this. I also think sometimes that maybe we think we have family time, and that family time is running and playing this sport and running and doing this sport and running and doing this sport, when it's not really family time. It's just I've become a taxi.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, actually. And maybe one solution of how I, as a family, we tried to combat that. The issue with quality time, I know a lot of times, like the lie we tell ourselves is like, we're so busy, I'm doing all this and that, that if I just plan this hour with my family or this hour with my friends or this hour with my wife or husband or whatever, that's going to be good. We're going to have good quality time.
Right.
There are some issues with that, though. I may have said something stupid in the morning of the time I was supposed to spend an hour with my wife, and now she's mad at me.
You don't do that.
My kid, as we're taking him to the daycare, may throw up, and now our quality time I was playing is gone. or if I'm planning time with my kids to have a good quality event, they might be having a poor attitude or a behavior might flare up.
That happens at my house.
Where you think, man, we're going to come home, we're going to make this dinner together, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to have this great conversation. Until all of a sudden the kids are yelling at you.
Something happens and it, bam, it turns like that. Yeah.
So the truth is, quality time is a product of quantity time. So those quality moments we're looking for, I would argue, happen within ample time of hanging out with each other.
Right.
So just the other day, Hannah and I were making dinner together. If I would have planned this, it would not have worked out. She would have been grudging the fact that she had to come upstairs and that she had to be in the kitchen and help me. But she just naturally, since we were both there, we were both in the same room, started helping. We were already spending time together. And then we had this moment, like we had this great conversation, and then she went to leave. I was like, Hannah, I don't want you to leave because we're talking and this is really nice. And she was in this spot where she was like, I want to stay too. And she stayed. Now, if I would have tried to force all this on her, it wouldn't have happened.
Right.
So you see like the difference in quality. We can't plan a good quality time together. But quality time certainly pops up when we're hanging out with each other.
Right.
Another thing I always think of is my son Isaac and I, he loves cutting the grass. So he still pushes around his plastic lawnmower. He's like way too big for this thing. And he loves loading up the grass and taking it to the dump site. In that drive, like we don't plan this, we have such great conversation. Like those are the moments I remember with Isaac. It's not the times where it's like, I'm going to take you to the jump park. Or let's plan this family trip to the zoo.
Right.
Those aren't the times I remember. Those aren't the times we're having these great conversations.
I think about the age of my kids versus the age of your kids and where we are kind of at different points in our lives. Like our quantity time or our quality time is, like I was saying before, you're running to sports, you're running to show choir now, we're running to and from basketball practice, gymnastics. Let's see, we have volleyball going right now. Every night of the week is something different. And I think about those moments of, I might have a lot of quantity time, but it's not quality because I'm still not just with my kids. I'm not having that personal interaction. One thing that I love about all three of my girls is that all of them still want me to tuck them into bed. And it never fails. You know, even my freshman, I get downstairs and she's like, just lay by me. Let's just talk. And there are nights when I don't want to get up because we are having such great conversation. And I know that, you know, sometimes you think, well, you're a freshman, you can tuck yourself in. Why do I have to go down and tuck you in? But realizing that those moments are so few and far between of being a cool mom and her actually wanting to talk to me. Because, you know, that happens too, Greg, when they get a little bit older.
They want to talk to you?
They do want to talk to you. That
mine just demands stuff of me.
Yeah, well, that happens too, but
milk! I want my blablet.
Yeah, so no,
what's that, your blablet?
That's tablet, the twins, baby. Though. Come on, did you just call them babies? They're not babies anymore, Greg. They're toddlers. I know. But it is those moments, like every night I know that I can go downstairs and I can lay next to Claire and we can have great conversations. And that's something that, you know, you don't want to give up. But the running and the constant going and the constant, you know, like you said, work. For me, it's work, classes, it's taking the kids to and from places. It's, you know, it's all of that we miss the quantity and also in turn miss the quality. Because like you said, you try to plan something and bam, you can have a teenage girl having a meltdown because of something random.
Something you didn't even know was a thing. Exactly. Like, I didn't even know this was a thing people cared about, and now it's like the most important thing
exactly.
in the world.
Exactly.
My guess is, Jenny, if you were to plan talk time with Claire, it probably wouldn't just go very well.
Right.
But since this thing organically happened because you were consistently tucking her into bed, now it's like become a thing. That thing arose because you invested quantities of time into this mundane thing of tucking someone in.
Right.
And now it's become something of quality.
Our quality time, yeah.
We stand at a point where, in my mind, it's pretty clear, like, quality time arises from quantity time together. But the thing is, like, what can we do in today's environment? And I love what, like, you did. Like, you guys made something of quality from something mundane and that had to be done.
Right.
Do you know Tony Ball?
Yes.
Okay. Tony doesn't know I'm going to mention him. But I'm going to give him a huge shout out. He has done an amazing thing with his family where anytime I see him, it's not just him. He's always got someone with him. So they have a large family, larger than mine. We met at the high school here to cut wood for our woodworking club. And my mindset was, I just need to go and get this done. But he brought two of his boys. So they're spending like this normal time together. Nothing special about this. We're just cutting wood. We're doing work. And that could have been a time that ended up being something of quality to those kids.
Right.
So like one of my like goals is on our everyday things, like a run to town or I have to run and get gas or I have to take the grass clippings to the dump. Like the more I cannot do it by myself, the better, because those provide little opportunities for like you to have some quality time together.
And what happens in our fast-paced world so often is kind of what you said. Sometimes you think, I'm just going to go. I'm going to get this done quick. I'm not going to take, you know, me going to the grocery store. I'm just going to go. I'm going to get done really quick because I know if I take the girls, they're going to want to look at other stuff that I don't have time to look for. So, yeah.
And here's the evidence in my life. The last 3 weeks, I went grocery shopping with my four youngest kids. I just took them all by myself.
Yeah.
Because, like, we're just hanging out. We're doing life together. And hopefully someday they'll remember, like, man, remember, like, Dad would always like freak out because we wanted the little cart and he always like, no, there's no little carts left, even though we could see them sitting there. And then he'd grumble about how, why would they make them things? It becomes like these little conversations you have. And I think that's what's going to eventually matter.
Yeah.
Another thing. So you mentioned being involved in sports. So, and I think this could be like a whole side issue for me and I'd probably lose the argument, but I think we're over-involved as a culture.
I will agree with you 100% on that. And you're not going to lose that battle with me.
And,
I agree.
And the rule for the Detmeyers is you get to be in one thing at one time. And even and then the rule is then if someone is competing, we all go watch.
Mm-hmm.
So Hannah had volleyball last Sunday. We drug all four of the other kids along. And whether they knew it or not.
In your new minivan.
Yes.
Or not. No, wait, never mind. I got to take that back. It's not a minivan. It is a passenger van.
That's right. It's lovely. We could have an episode on that too. We all went to this game and it might not have been quality time for the kids in the stand, but it meant something to Hannah. She notices that we're all there because the days we decide to divide and conquer and I'm like, I'll stay home with the twins and we'll just play instead of like taking them with, we hear it from her, supporting each other. So if we are involved, like there's no reason we can't all go watch Hannah.
Right. It's so that would be one thing that just recently I feel like maybe I did do something right with our girls because, you know, Claire started show choir and there was one Saturday where we did have to divide and conquer because two of the kids were going separate things. Yeah. But before they left, Gracie had written Claire a note, this note about, I'm so excited for you in show choir. You're so good at it. I love watching your facial expressions. Gave Claire this wonderful note of just good luck, have fun, sing your heart out, sing and dance your heart out. It was the cutest little note. And then she had taped a piece of gum to the envelope. And nobody told her to do that. Nobody said, hey, this is Claire's first show choir. It's kind of a big deal. You know, nobody said that to her. She knew what it meant to Claire. She was feeling bad that she couldn't go because she had to go in opposite directions. And she took the time to write that letter and tape on that piece of gum. And the whole way there, all Claire kept saying was, oh, that was so sweet of her. That was so nice of her. And then it kind of made Claire feel guilty because she didn't wish Gracie well wishes to where she was going. But I know that it melted my heart. I could almost get teary-eyed thinking about it because we did do something right. And that was supporting each other. And
then when Claire saw Gracie, was she like, God, I was so stupid, Gracie.
Yes. It's funny. You realize that you still get brought up by Claire a lot. Like, Mom, did you talk to Greg? Did Greg tell you? So Greg in our house is actually the predictor of delays, cancellations, and early outs. And so anytime there is a threat of any type of weather, fog, you know, even heat, Mom, did you talk to Greg? Does Greg know? And then if Greg comes back with an answer that Claire doesn't want, it turns into, duh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's Greg. So
I'm usually right, though.
You have been right. So, this year it's been good.
The final thing I think we can do, and this really applies to a lot, myself includes, on average, American households have the TV on for 49 hours a week.
Wow.
On average, according to research, it shows that we have 39 minutes of meaningful conversation with our children each week.
49 hours of TV time.
Versus 39 minutes of meaningful conversation with our children. So obviously there needs to be a flip-flop there.
Yeah.
Not to be like preachy, but the more we can just spend time with each other, the more quality time we're going to end up having. And I think that's the same with like my wife and I. That's the same with my kids as a whole. That's the same with our family. That's the same with me and kids, my kids individually.
Right.
Like that's something I often forget. Like I have 5 kids. Like how can I invest in each one of them individually and have this quality time, these conversations, not as a whole family, but just as us as individuals, and then vice versa, them with my wife.
Right.
And then if we really want to play it out, them with mom and dad individually.
Yeah.
I need to shut the TV off. I need to smash it with a hammer.
Shut the TV off. Throw our phones away.
Put my phone away.
I think I'm going to go back to a flip phone.
Good. Be like Matt Breitbach.
Matt Breitbach. There we go.
So,
Greg, that was great. That gave me something to think about, and I love it. I love your insight.
So quality time comes from quantity time. I'm sticking with it, Jenny.
I love it.
I'm planting the flag on that hill, and I'm not going to back down.
I would say when I saw that Hannah was in volleyball, I thought to myself, I remember Greg saying that they're not busy. They're not busy yet. And when I saw the volleyball, I thought, oh boy, it's starting.
But it didn't feel busy.
No, but that's because it's just one right now. But it's going to happen. And like, soon you'll have 5.
Caleb's been in like soccer and softball and all that stuff at the same time. I think it helps like that things aren't on the same days.
Right. Yeah. But someday,
10-year-old volleyball is fun to watch. Like every time they hit the ball, there was an element on their face of, holy cow, I can't believe it went over. And it was just so funny, like seeing the volley. So it's like, holy smokes. Holy smokes. We got it. Holy smokes. It's coming back. Holy smokes. I actually hit it back. Holy smokes. I said it. It's like very little confidence, but they were doing a really good job.
I love it. That's great for her. That's awesome. So.
Well, as always, check out our website, www.iccpodcast.com. You can find other rants from Greg and Jenny on there. Not so much from Jenny. She's pretty... Well, you had some guided reading rants.
Yeah, but that was... Never mind. I'm not going to say it.
So, either way, check out our past shows if you haven't listened to those. We'd love for you to also check out our social links at our website as well. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. As we leave, ask yourself, what one thing could I do to make me a better version of myself? And maybe it's just spending time with people. Nothing special planned, just straight up big chunks of time hanging out with each other. Because if you do, quality time will arise from that. Now go do that. Because greatness isn't achieved by one event, but instead a series of small, intentional steps.
Go be awesome.